Wednesday on Current State means it's time for Neighbors in Action, when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we learn about the Firecracker Foundation, an organization that helps children who have been victims of sexual abuse recover from their trauma. Here today is the organization's founder, Tashmika Torok, who we first had on the show when the Firecracker Foundation was just starting out 2 years ago. She joins us now to give us an update on what they've been doing since way back in 2013. Seems like only yesterday, though.
It does. Thank you for having me.
Welcome back. It's great to see you. When we first had you on the show, the Firecracker Foundation was just starting out. What does the program look like today?
Today, we are running a mental health therapy program. Children are actively being seen by a contracted therapist. We are actively running a yoga therapy program with trauma-sensitive yoga. And we are growing. We are building out new programs. And it's been an incredible 2 years. I honestly can't believe that we've accomplished so much in 2 years.
How many kids has the Firecracker Foundation served then?
We've served about 14, but the real exciting news is that, besides the obvious that we've served that many children, but we have children who are actually wrapping up their first round of treatment, which was the goal, is to have children come in and have continued therapy where they wouldn't have cost be an issue.
And you're seeing positive outcomes. You're seeing the program accomplish what you hoped it would accomplish?
Yes, we're seeing children coping with anger, grief. We're seeing them cope with the justice system and having to go through trial. We're seeing them cope with family separation. We're having a therapist walk with their family through all of those trials.
Did you anticipate a yoga program 2 years ago, or is that a more recent idea?
No, I anticipated it.
Okay.
We really wanted to include a real holistic approach to therapy, and so we wanted to include body healing along with the mental health therapy. We want to eventually include arts as well as other sports, if possible.
I see. I know a lot of adults, older people, who participate in yoga. Do younger people are responding to yoga practice?
You know, the younger children are doing much better. We're working hard. We actually just started a teen yoga committee to help us make our teen yoga more friendly. Mm-hmm. Because we're really teaching lessons of consent from a yoga mat. We treat their mat like their island. There is no touching in the class without permission. We're really teaching them about breath and how to calm themselves and deal with issues like PTSD. It's a really wonderful resource and a really nice addition to the therapy work that is done in treatment.
Tashmika Torok is the founder of the Firecracker Foundation. We're talking about the organization's work helping survivors of child sexual abuse heal from their trauma. Your motivation for founding the Firecracker Foundation is very personal. You yourself were sexually abused as a child. Can you tell our listeners about how your own experiences influence the work you do?
I really did a lot of reflecting on what helped me heal. As a child survivor of sexual trauma, I really did a lot of reflecting on the information that I did not have and how that information would have helped me heal. And all of that came together to create this organization. Every piece of it is building to create what I would have wanted as a child survivor.
Can you talk to us about that? What did help and what didn't you get?
I didn't know the severity of my trauma. So I was sexually assaulted between the ages of 6 and 8, repeatedly by my own father. And I always compared it to what I would have seen in a Lifetime movie. I always thought it was no big deal because all of these other people were, like, violently attacked, and my attack wasn't violent. I wasn't ever seriously injured. So in my head, I thought, well, it can't be that bad. Until I went to therapy much later, and I realized that what happened to me was actually quite severe. And many of the issues that I was struggling with were related to that trauma, but I didn't know. And so not having a diagnosis for something makes it impossible to approach it and heal it. And so as I got older, and someone gave me that information, it gave me the knowledge I needed to be able to approach the issues with some idea of how bad it was. Mm. And then it gave me the ability to really look around me and be grateful for the things that did not happen. I was not addicted to any drugs. I was not incarcerated. I did not get pregnant in high school. And there are so many things that are statistical likelihoods because children have trauma in their lives and they don't get any access to therapy. And many of those, all of those, aside from depression, I had somehow managed to sidestep. And so I wanted to make sure that if I could do that, and what were the things that helped me, right? So yoga and having a family who believed me and supported me, having access to therapy, even though it was much later in my life, all of those things that really helped me, I wanted to make sure that there were children who are getting it before they turned 30, you know, and because that's when I found out that that's when I got access to all of this.
Right. For children who have experienced sexual abuse, talk to us a little bit more about that trauma. You've alluded, I think, to depression and anxiety as well. What goes through the mind? I don't know if it's possible to generalize, but talk to us a little bit in a little bit more detail. What goes through the mind? What struggles does the victim, young victim of sexual abuse, go through?
Child survivors of sexual trauma will experience all of or some depression. Some will have they'll have a future of self-mutilation or eating disorders. They'll be more likely to commit suicide without treatment. They'll be more likely to be incarcerated before they turn 18, more likely to drop out of high school, more likely to basically do everything and have every experience that you would not want for your child. So they will struggle in ways that they don't have to. And so what we are in the business of, I like to tell people, is we are in the business of early intervention. We want to see children come into therapy early when there are acute issues so that when they grow up, they can be healthy adults. And that's what we do, is we fight for their future.
How do you involve the parents in this process?
We work with parents. Our therapist sees parents in the beginning at the end of every session. We talk to them about the fact that this might be something that their child needs to come back to, and our program will allow for that, that once a firecracker child is registered with our program, they are in for good. So if they need to reevaluate as they go through adolescence, they need a tune-up, as our therapist says, then that's what we provide for them. But more importantly, I feel like when parents call me, the first thing that I say to them is, I am so sorry. And so we're able to give parents a place where they know that they're not alone, that they know that they can come back when they need us, and that they know that cost is not going to be an issue. And that's thanks to basically investors in our community who are willing to invest in these children and donate money so that we can afford those therapies.
After 2 years of doing this work, Tashmeeka, what are you most proud of?
I am most proud of the fact that we have children who have come to us, started their therapy with us, and are now leaving. Because for me, that was the biggest goal. The big goal was to make sure that there are children who will have access to a high-quality therapist who is trained to treat childhood sexual trauma, who is trauma-informed, and that those children, their parents, will be supported, and that they will not have to leave therapy because they can't afford it. And so we have children who have started and are wrapping up their therapy, and that means that they've already got that early intervention, and they also know that they come back. That's the biggest thing that I'm most proud of.
Is there a particular story that really stands out to you here from the past 2 years as an example of the impact that therapy can have on kids?
Now you're going to make me cry. We had a child who is in therapy that was working through a sand tray. A lot of our, because they're children, obviously, we work with toys and scarves and games to talk to them and help them communicate their stories. And one way is a sand tray, and they use different toys in the sand to really share what they're feeling. Mm. And one of our children created this sand tray, and in the middle there's all these little baby animals. And around those baby animals are these horses, like these Mustangs, and they're all rearing up. And then on the very outside, there are dangerous animals, like these lions and tigers, that are kind of charging towards the middle, charging towards the children.
Okay.
And after viewing our calendar of survivors, it's a project that we do, after some work with our therapist, she said that that was called protecting our little ones. Mm-hmm. And so we created an environment, I'm going to start crying, where we have a little one who knows that they are protected, mm-hmm. not just by their family, not just by our therapist, but we've created a community. And that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's an amazing message to give to a little child.
Understood. Tashmika Torox is the founder of the Firecracker Foundation. We're talking about her organization's work helping survivors of child sexual abuse heal from their trauma. You'll be celebrating the foundation's second anniversary this weekend. Tell us a little bit about
this
what you have
Friday.
Planned.
Yes, we are celebrating with an event called Stargazing. It's a salute to the fact that my own father used to take me stargazing, and it was an excuse to get me alone, but that he did not own the stars. And so therefore, I can still stargaze. We can still celebrate the stars. So we invite everyone together. We are having a star show. And then we have a survivor who is also going to share her story. The important part about that is that when I launched the organization, when we came together to work and evolve this organization, I really thought it was important that we don't just celebrate one story, but that we have a really good understanding of the diversity of what survivors experience. And so with every event, we try to incorporate that. And so our keynote speaker is Lauren Manston Domino, and she'll be there telling her story. And then we'll do program updates, and as always, we always do sparklers at the end of the event and take lots of pictures and celebrate. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
This is where and when?
It's at the LCC Planetarium on Friday, July 31st.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm,
it'll be in the planet. So there will be a legit star show. It's going to be great. But right now we are actually sold out. So we are having an after party at Henry's on the square that starts at 9, and 20% of the sales between 9 and 11 p.m. will go towards the Firecracker Foundation. So I would just invite everyone who can't make the actual star show to come out and join us then.
Well, congratulations on
Thank you. You've
accomplished in this whirlwind 2 years.
Thank you.
It seems like just the blink of an eye that you were here, but you've been on the treadmill getting important work done. Thank you so much for being here and continued success. Tashmika Torok has been our guest. Tashmika's founder of the Firecracker Foundation. Her organization's work helps survivors of child sexual abuse heal from their trauma. And a reminder that Kern State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, or tweet us at KAR Current State. Tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.